Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know anyone who is an abused woman? Maybe family, maybe friends, could be a neighbor. But I think sometimes we all have a feeling that some people's lives are just not working out that well. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to be a victim of domestic violence? We hear about it, we read about it, and unfortunately, we all know about it. Well, maybe fortunately. Yeah. I think it's a good idea that we're talking about it today. Have you ever wanted to know why some women succumb to domestic violence? Why they get in it, they can't get out, and they're just trapped? Now would you like to learn what happens when a woman actually decides to walk out? Yes, walk out the door. It's a very scary thing to do. Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Live to Tell It? And another one called A Survivor's Celebration of Life Beyond Domestic Violence. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to deal with domestic violence, domestic abuse? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. She is a success coach extraordinaire. She is a true survivor. She will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really good advice on how to survive domestic violence. I'm pleased to announce that the show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Go and pour yourself a glass of wine and get some cheese and crackers and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Our guest was shot in the chest in cold blood and was left for dead and lived to tell it. Her story is very compelling and riveting. It's a true crime account about survival and courage. She was living a beautiful life, a life of dreams that suddenly all changed. Her dream life turned to horror as a raging husband stood across from her and fired his gun. By a miracle, really a big miracle, she survived to tell her story and how she overcame abuse. It would be very beneficial for you to listen to her experience and know what questions to ask to identify abuse. Reading her story, Live to Tell It, one will gain courage and the power to overcome similar situations. And her story gives hope to every woman trapped in an abusive relationship. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show today, Hannah Murray. Hi, how are you doing, dear?
I'm fine, girlfriend. How are you?
I'm good, girlfriend. It's always fun to have you back on the show. What's been happening since you've been on the show with us? It's been a while. I've missed you.
Yes, it has been a while, and I've missed you just as much. I've been traveling quite a bit. I've been raising money for my organization, Angel of Mercy, as you know, and I'm not sure if your listeners know, or some might have already heard about this. I am building a facility here in Chandler, Arizona, from the ground up to house abused women and children, and very new to Arizona, their pets.
Yeah.
So I have been all over the place, all over the valley, all over the country, thinking of this mission of mine. And like I, you know, like I've always said to you, January, it takes a lot more than just one person to get this, you know, shelter going. And yeah. I need everyone's assistance to help save lives and to help put an end to domestic violence.
Well, what I love most about your shelter is the fact that it includes pets, because so many times when these things happen, sometimes it just happens so quickly, and you're basically running for your life, and a lot of times it can get a little messy, and sometimes the pets are the collateral damage in these situations, because women and their children lose their animals, and that's just like losing a member of your family. Don't you agree, Hannah?
Exactly. I certainly do. I mean, anyone who has animals know that those pets are just like our children. They are our family. And 40% actually of women don't leave because they don't want to leave their pet behind.
Wow.
So this way, my shelter, you have no excuse and no reason not to leave your abusive relationship.
Yeah, well, then this is a great, I mean, you know, you're doing it, and I don't think many other shelters are actually doing it, but I sure wish they were, because it is a very difficult thing when a pet gets left behind. But, you know, Hannah, for some of my listeners who maybe haven't heard you before on the show, could you just briefly give a little background on your story and how you came to write this powerful book?
Well, I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was abused in the worst possible way a woman can be abused without dying. I was shot in the chest in cold blood by my first husband. And the reason for that shooting was, I didn't realize this at the time, but later on found out that I had a couple insurance policies on me, and he was needing some money and needing it fast to defend his life. So he thought, what better way to make the money and save his own life is by taking my life.
Oh, wow.
So when, of course, that plan of his did not work, because the good Lord above did not have plans for me to go just yet. I still have a few more things to do on earth before I do go home. But I was saved, and when he found out that I wasn't breathing, or I was breathing, then he decided to reach into his pocket and pull out the gun and show the police officers that were questioning him at the time and telling them that, here's the gun, I shot her by accident.
Okay.
So he quickly turned the story from, there's been a murder in my home, to, I shot her by accident. So, you know, a lot of things happened, transpired. It's all, of course, in my book, and I hate to, you know, go through the book because we have so much more of other things to discuss. But, I did end up leaving him the second time, and he is now deported because he was not a citizen of the United States. And I have two beautiful daughters from that man. That's the only thing that I can say thank you to him about, is giving me these two beautiful daughters. And I am alive. I am strong. I am very aggressive in trying to save women's lives everywhere. And not just women. I mean, I want to really make people understand that, yes, I am here to try to save women's lives and their children and their animals. But if any man is in danger as well and is being abused, and there's many out there, much more than what statistically the numbers show, because many men are so embarrassed and ashamed to come to speak out. But I wish that they would try to contact me, because I do have connections and the book from the coalitions that gives me addresses and locations of where they can turn to for shelter as well.
Right. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about what it takes. What are some of the things when a woman who's listening to us today, Hannah, and she's in a situation that none of us would want to be in, but there she is. She's stuck in an abusive domestic relationship. How can she prepare to leave? What are some of the concrete things she can do to get out and save herself, her children, and her pets?
Well, my goodness. There are questions to ask yourself to identify abuse. And once you have identified the abuse, there are quite a few things that you can go through in order to try to save yourself, your children, and in this case, your animals as well. Mm-hmm. Some of the barriers to leaving would be, you know, the financial dependence, the family pressures, the fear of being alone. But what I really tell everyone when I speak at different shelters and I speak at different, you know, organizations, is I tell them that they have to plan for safety. And what they need to do to, you know, to increase their safety and plan for it is, first of all, they have to start trusting others. You have to tell others, such as friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, the church, whoever you feel that you can confide in and trust with your life, figuratively speaking.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You need to know, like, memorize the emergency numbers for your local police and mm-hmm. persons and crisis hotlines. You have to identify escape routes and places to go if you need to flee from an unsafe situation and from an unsafe situation quickly. Depending on your children and how old they are, you need to talk with your children and what they should do.
Yeah.
If a violent incident occurs and who they have to run to and who they have to get help for. So, you know, put an emergency bag together, you know, have a little bit of money in there, your checkbook, extra car keys, medicine, you know, important papers, things that you need to have accessible, you know, you have to be safe and have it accessible within reach. Or you might even want to put this back together and give it to a trusted friend to hold for you in case you have no time and you have to run out barefoot and all. But I tell people, mostly the women, please trust your instincts. If you think that you are in immediate danger, you probably are, and get to a safe place as soon as you can.
Now, Hannah, is this information at your website? Is this information somewhere that a woman could access it and review it?
Yes.
And where would they go for that?
Well, I put together, first of all, a little booklet that is given free when they do purchase my book, and it's called What Women Should Know About Domestic Violence. And the pamphlet and all this information is available on livedtotellit.com.
Okay.
And I also have it on angelofmercyshelter.org. So I create two separate mm-hmm. websites, one for the book and one for the facility, that pretty much tie in together and get the same type of information of how to help people remove themselves from danger.
Okay, that is fantastic. And also, I have some fantastic sponsors that we're going to hear from right now. And after we hear from them, we're going to visit again with Hannah, and we're going to talk a little bit about domestic violence and what women can do to help their children and importantly, their animals escape and survive. We'll be right back.
Have you ever met someone who was shot in the chest in cold blood and lived to tell it? Now you have. Meet Hannah Lugeri Murray, author, advocate, and survivor of domestic violence, and now the founder and president of Angel of Mercy Shelter of Hope. Her dreamlike life turned to horror as her raging husband stood across her and fired his gun. She was left for dead. By a miracle, she survived to tell her story. Her book is available on Amazon and her website. If you'd like to have a personally signed copy, please visit her website at livetotellit.com. Hannah is now in the process of raising money to build her own shelter in Chandler, Arizona. Her shelter will house abused women, their children, and unique to Arizona, their pets. For more information, please visit her website at angelofmercyshelter.org. Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findingyourroadtosuccess.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones, sharing success stories. And today, one of my favorite guests is with us, Hannah Murray. And we've been talking about how women, what they need to do to leave a domestic violence situation. And one thing, Hannah, I wanted to share that I saw in my notes from you. You said that you write that a victim must never tell their batterer they are leaving or have any plans to leave. The plan of escape must be kept between the victim and a trusted person, preferably a domestic violence shelter. In my opinion, it is best not to seek advice from friends, family, or any outside source other than a trained domestic violence advocate. Oh, yes, that is such an important thing to stress, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And for those that don't know, October is the National Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we've scheduled you for October. And I'm so happy to have you back. Anna, in your opinion, why do you think so many women succumb to domestic violence? Why does this happen so often?
Well, I'll tell you, January, some of the issues is the perpetrator, the abuser himself, slowly and gradually works on the victim to remove her self-esteem, to slowly diminish the strength that the woman used to have, and it could be from you know, showing like a little bit of jealousy, if you will, and telling the wife that, you know, he gets upset if he sees her speaking to another man, or she doesn't need to wear all this makeup. And some women find that to be cute and sweet of how much he cares and how he's a little bit jealous and how he's concerned about what she, you know, how she looks and how she dresses and whatnot. But honestly, the man is slowly working his way to the point to get the woman so weak and so trusting on the perpetrator that she doesn't even see it coming. It's a very slow, gradual process. It does not happen overnight. I mean, if someone were to come to you and I and tell us what to do or how to do things, you know, we tell them where to go.
Yeah. Well, I certainly wouldn't. I know you would now, too.
Absolutely. But they work to a point that they're just so smooth and easy with it that by the time these women see what's going on, it is so late that they don't have the courage, the strength. They've been isolated probably for so long from friends and family members that they don't even have anybody to turn to. They are a prisoner.
Yes. Okay. Now, let's talk about, and I know this was part of your experience, your cultural and religious reasons for staying in a relationship. Because culturally, you were married at a very young age, weren't you?
Yes, I was 17 when I was married. And
oh, my God.
Arranged marriage, yes.
So a lot of women, it's part of their culture and it's part of their religious upbringing. So it's like you don't, once you make your bed, you lie in it, don't you?
Well, that's just it. It's for life and, you know, you feel loyalty to the marriage. You have the religious belief that there's divorce is not accepted in your religion, possibly. You have shame. That you don't want to really tell anybody what's been going on because you feel shame.
Yeah.
You have for this person. I mean, I don't know. It's very difficult, but there are so many women that love their veterans. They love them. They don't know better. They do believe that it will get better. You know, there's family pressures probably. Like you said, you made your bed, now lie in it. There's so many different, you know, barriers to leaving and why women lose their self-worth and their you know, self-control.
And let's talk about, and I know this one has got to be a big one, because when these women are isolated, mostly they're also financially isolated, and lack of money is a big deterrent in walking out the door, isn't it?
Oh, heavens, yes. I mean, you know, people say that, well, if you had money, you can just leave. But that's not the case. There are so many women as well that are very comfortable, well off. And it's not about the money issue. It's about having the strength and the courage to leave that abusive relationship. It's also about the fear that he might be, you know, he might, you know, threaten you and tell you, I'll find you. And if I can't have you, nobody can have you. And you belong to me, and nobody wants you. And just all kinds of horrible things to make the woman truly feel and believe that they're worthless and nobody would ever want them, and they can't do any better than what they have. So it's not really, it's not always about the money. You know, they could have plenty of money in the bank, but maybe their name was taken out of the account, so they can't even have access to it. I mean, it's just awful. And there are warning signs that, you know, men and women
Also, I think there's the factor, too, that they're being protective of their children, because they've got children who are involved. And if you've got some man who's threatening you, then you worry about the safety of your children, don't you?
Absolutely, because they're not going to leave without their child, and so they stay there and endure all that abuse. Absolutely. You know, I'd also wanted to, you know, you and I speak a little bit on elderly abuse.
Oh, yeah.
And so many people forget about that. I mean, we always think that you have to be a certain age, you know, from 18 to maybe 45, 50 or whatnot. But elderly abuse is out there, and it's very sad, because when you're an elderly person, it makes it 10 times harder to leave. Especially when you're reliant on a family member to take care of you, and you don't have the strength or the energy, or your health is not well, in order to you know, pick up and leave, and even worse, have the courage to tell someone that this is what's happening, because you fear for your life.
Yeah, and you know, that's, I'm glad you addressed that topic, because it's something that most people, you just don't think about that. You think about young women being in these abusive marriages, and yet we have elderly people who are unfortunately being abused by family, friends, or the system, or what have you. And it's getting to be a really big problem in our country, isn't it, Hannah?
Yes, it really is, and that's also, of course, on my Angel of Mercy shelter website. You know, people in their 60s or 70s like to believe that they have finally paid their dues. You know, after raising their children, providing for their needs, they deserve some R&R. This is their time now to travel and enjoy life, right? But, you know, what if one spouse falls ill? and is suddenly dependent on the other. There's sometimes resentment of feeling of that spouse of being stuck and caring for the ill spouse and the loss of freedom. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the desire to travel and engage in new activities is cut short. And without any warning, you know, this can cause psychological scars. So they like to then turn around and take their anger out on the person that they are caring for. And let's not also forget the other reasons why abuse of the elderly is so high right now. You know, drug and alcohol abuse, mental problems, family history of antisocial behavior. I mean, there's so many clues that I can go over with you about spousal abuse in the elderly. So something to look out for your grandparents, you know?
This is such an important topic to share with our listeners, and I'm so happy that you could come and visit with us today. Right now, we're going to hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to talk about different types of abuse. We're going to share Hannah's website and how to contact her and her fundraising events. Then we're going to talk about dating abuse, and sometimes men are the victims. We'll be right back with Hannah Murray.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion, by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Wine Zone. We're visiting with my friend and guest today, Hannah Murray, and we're talking about domestic violence, abuse. Hannah, could you share again your website information? And I have your website up in front of me. It's a fabulous website. Share your information, and would you share with our listeners how they can donate to your cause?
Yes, of course. Well, the first website I have is for the book that I wrote, and that is lived, past tense, livedtotellit.com. And there's also a page on there that they can contact me personally if they need to. And the shelter's website is angelofmercyshelter.org. And again, contact information is on there as well, and they can email me personally, and I could be of any assistance that I could possibly do for anyone that calls and needs help for themselves or a family member or a friend. please don't hesitate to call. I mean, even though my shelter is not up and running yet, I get calls almost on a daily basis that find my website and look for shelter. And I, like I said, I have the list from the coalition, so I can direct traffic and save their lives. Even though I'm not able to bring them to my facility, I can take them to another facility that can save themselves from their abusive relationship.
Yeah. And, you know, I found out about you from Time Out Shelter. I live in Payson, Arizona. You came up and you spoke at Time Out Shelter, supported them, and it's just one of the most fantastic organizations here in our little town. It's doing wonderfully well, and people are very supportive. Now, let's talk a little bit about, I see on your website, dating abuse, and this is something for teen dating. What are the problems here?
Well, teen dating, basically it's dating violence, and it can consist of verbal, emotional, psychological, physical, and possibly sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. And it could, you know, be consistent of probably having degrading remarks and jokes from the perpetrator, threats. They could start punching and kicking and slapping the victim, trying to keep them in control, if you will, restraining them, choking and suffocating them. It could, you know, also be sexual abuse where these young men that are trying to control these young women probably see this behavior more than likely in their own homes, January. They see their father abusing their mother. They see that consistency of how they were raised and what they see. And if their mother can take it, then why shouldn't the girl? I mean, what makes her any better? So this is a pattern. This is a pattern that we have to teach our teenagers, our young adults, of what not to do as the young men, and as the young women, what not to take, when to say no, when to say enough, and when to walk away before it gets, God forbid, worse and deadly.
Yeah, and it's just blows my mind when I look at the statistics that you share at your website. 1 in 5 female high school students report being physically or sexually abused by a dating partner. Females ages 16 to 24 are more vulnerable to intimate partner violence than any other age group, at a rate almost triple the national average. Female victims of intimate partner violence, 94% of those are between the ages of 16 and 19. These are just little babies that they're just being abused, and this is happening all over the country, isn't it?
Yes, all over the country and all over the world, and it's very sick. Those numbers literally turn my stomach because, you know, how are we supposed to teach our young girls of abuse and what to look out for when we as older women are not doing what we need to do to remove ourselves from the situation? It's a pattern. It's something that they see in the house. And and you can go down that list that I provided on my website, and it's just staggering that the statistics are just heart-wrenching, and not to mention how many women we lose due to domestic violence alone.
Yeah. And you share that 58% of rape victims report being raped between the ages of 12 to 24. 81% of parents surveyed believed it's not an issue, or they don't even know if it's an issue. They're completely ignorant about this topic. 57% of teens know someone who has been physically, sexually, or verbally abused in a dating relationship. Wow, these numbers blow my mind. It totally blows my mind. This is unacceptable, isn't it?
It is unacceptable. And also, I put down on my little pamphlet that goes with the book, it's called Know Your Rights. And it's a very long list of knowing your rights and knowing that you have the right to put yourself first and knowing that you have the right to be you and knowing that you have the right to be safe and to be loved and knowing that you have the right to be human, not perfect.
Knowing that
you have the right to your own privacy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. If women and young girls would know their rights, then this is how slowly we can put an end to domestic violence, because we won't allow this. And as well as men. Men also have a right to the same rights that the women have, because they are subject to, you know, domestic violence as well. And as, like I said earlier, they're very ashamed and they don't want to come out and talk about it. And I'm sure the numbers are higher, much higher than what they show statistically, because there's so many men that don't come forth and to speak up and speak out about this. Like I've always said, you know, silence hides violence.
You
can't do that no more.
I love it.
It's a cliche, but it's true.
It's a very powerful cliche, and one that I'm glad you've shared with our audience. We're going to also share our sponsors with our audience, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about what could society do better. And I want to talk, Hannah, about the red flags. These are the red flags that people need to be aware of. And then let's revisit domestic violence against men, because people don't think about that. They think it's always women, children, and their pets. But there's a lot of men who are being abused as we speak. We'll be right back with Hannah Murray.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western state, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com.
Become the next great business success story by getting free PR for your business. That's why January Jones is offering a free copy of the new audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Your copy is free for the asking at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones, sharing success stories with my guest, Hannah Murray. Hannah, let's talk, you know, a little bit. I've been looking at your website, which is angelofmercyshelter.org. And we're talking, I'm at the men as victims. And you have a section that I think is fascinating, protect your communication and location. Would you share what women need to know, or men, about this situation?
Yes. I it took me months and months to really put together all the information and put everything into perspective without having somebody do all the hard work. I did all the hard work for any woman or man to go into my website, because I tried to make it unisex. I tried to, even though I am a woman, I am a survivor of domestic violence, and of course I lean more towards on saving women and their kids and their animals, I also feel for the men. So I tried to make it broad, where these signs these myths, you know, where the blame comes from, you know, the questions to identify abuse, that falls for any human being that is being abused today.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, all the signs of the, you know, the emotionally abused, the physically abused. So I try to put everybody in perspective because, like I said, if anybody comes to my doors, as far as a man, and needs shelter, of course I cannot let them in because it's just for women. But mm-hmm. I will do everything in my power. If we have to drive him ourselves to a facility that takes abused men in order to save his life as well. So much information is on my website to accommodate and help and protect men and women.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, you have a section where you advise people to use your phone cautiously. Now, I wouldn't have even thought about that, but it's an important issue, isn't it?
Yes, it is. First of all, I always say, do not have a personal message on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let the phone have the generic, you've reached, you know, the phone number
uh-huh.
or not available to take your call. Let it be generic
yeah.
because
uh-huh.
if you have your voice on there,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be very easy for your abuser, for the perpetrator to locate you.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, the things that they do today, January, with the phones and how you can find all kinds of information through your phone, it's just very scary. You think you're safe with your phone, and you're really not. You're really
mm-hmm.
not. I try
mm-hmm.
to do very little on my phone because things like that can be traced. I also
uh-huh.
tell women that have left their abusive relationship and they have to go to work every day because life goes on and they have to provide for their family.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell them, don't take the same route.
Oh,
take
okay.
different routes.
Yeah.
Every day you take different routes because if you're taking the same route, you're going to be followed and it's going to be very easy to pinpoint your location to location from point A to point B, the way you drive, the way you go. So one evening, if you're coming home late, they know exactly your whereabouts. Every single
mm-hmm.
day, take a different route. I mean, just make it as hard as possible for your abuser to locate you, to find you.
Okay.
I mean, there's just so much information, you know, to share and to train and to help abused victims.
Mm-hmm. And you also write about use your home computer cautiously. Now, this is with all the spyware that's out there. This is really great advice. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely. I mean, if you go on my website, there is an escape button where if you're on the computer and you're trying to find shelter, trying to find help,
mm-hmm.
If you suspect your abuser to be around you or coming into the room or trying to, you know, find where your last location was on the computer, I do have an escape button on my website that once you escape it,
mm-hmm.
and if they go back to try to find where you were, they'll take them to the weather.
Okay. I like that one. Very good.
The weather.
And then
whether it's going to be a sunny day or not.
Yeah, wonderful. Not so much. And then you offer this advice. Consider using a computer at work or at the library or at a friend's house when you're trying to seek help. So that will just hide you and you'll be
yes.
able to do this safely. Also, remove GPS devices from your vehicle. Now, this is a really important thing to do because they could track you that way, couldn't they?
Oh, heavens. The technology today, and you think you're safe? I mean,
mm-hmm.
anybody can pinpoint your exact location within minutes. It's just everything that's out there in today's day and age, you really have to be cautious so you don't leave a trail behind.
Okay.
So, yeah, using your computer, for example, and signing in as a guest and make a fictitious name. I mean, anything that nobody can ever pinpoint your whereabouts.
Okay. I love this suggestion. Frequently change your email password and choose passwords that would be impossible for your abuser to guess. So that is really, really great advice. And this is another thing that I hadn't thought about before, Hannah, but I'm seeing this clear your viewing history. You can follow your browser's instructions to clear any record of websites or graphics you've used, because those are trails back to you, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, today children that are in, you know, grade school can go on the computer and find your whereabouts. So absolutely, clear everything and anything, especially when you use a house computer. Even if you're using, you know, just outside computers, friends, family, the library, clear where you've been. Clear it all up like it's never existed. That's just how you protect yourself.
And now before we close out the show, I want to share the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And that number is 800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E. The hotline provides intervention and referrals to resources. It's a number that I think you could remember. It's 800-799-SAFE. Put that in your Rolodex, because that's, if you're in a situation that's not working out well, you might want to call that number sometime. And Hannah, you have created such a fabulous website with all sorts of wonderful information. We didn't really get to talk about men as victims. We touched on it a little bit, but her website has everything you'll need to know or learn about this horrific situation that's going on in our country. Hannah, I hope you come back again. It was so much fun having you visit with us. I've missed you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I miss you more. And if anybody needs to contact me directly, please visit any one of my websites. I have phone numbers on there as well that they can be linked to me, and whatever I can do to help save everybody's life out there. It's an epidemic, and all of us have to come together, January, and save lives.
Right. And keep us posted on your shelter, and keep me posted if there's anything more I can do to help this wonderful effort. We'll look forward to having you back again and again.
Well, thank you. God bless you all, and thank you so much.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Hannah. She is doing such important work. She is just breaking barriers, and the shelter for women, children, and pets is an amazing, wonderful concept. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you just like Hannah. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, sign up to my website, januaryjones.com. We love sharing our stories and our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Hannah Murray. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
All doctors to the ER.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.